double that launch that we talked about, my new favorite free tool that's awesome, and honestly, my biggest fear of running my business.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, besties. Kate Doster here of KateDoster.com, creator of the Love Your List email marketing, copywriting, and sales mega course, guys, which we are having a celebration of in October. So make sure you go ahead and hop on the waitlist over at loveyourlist.co. Although there's something that I'm going to let you know about in this episode where you might not have to wait till October to get your email marketing game on point. Because let's be real, y'all. Black Friday is coming, and she's coming at us fast. So we want to make sure we have a great relationship with people in their inboxes. So this week's episode is a besties chat. So if this is probably the first time you're ever listening to Inbox Besties, probably not the best, unless you're really into those, you know, how are, you know, six-figure business owners, like, what are they actually doing behind the scenes? What are they struggling with? One of those type of behind the scenes, like, casual interviews. I feel like, nah, that's too self-indulgent. Like, I don't give a crap about what's going on with you, Kate. Then I'm definitely going to suggest that you go ahead and listen to episode 90, how to create offers that virtually sell themselves. I'll go ahead and put a link to that in the show note. And honestly, episode number 93, exactly what to write in your welcome series to create fans and buyers for life, both heavily email marketing related. And if you're looking to spice up your revenue, this has been one of our most popular interviews that we've had. I'm going to go ahead and you suggest episode number 98, how to start selling physical products for $0 on your blog with Adrian from Miss Ecom. So those are some fantastic episodes for you to start with. They're very much like, do this, do that, do this. This is a very like casual one. I've actually got my water here because at the time I'm recording this, it's a little bit late for my coffee, though we usually have coffee at these bad boys. So I have tried to section this off so it's not like me rambling on and on and on about myself for 40 minutes, although we could honestly go 40 minutes because I feel like we have so much to catch up on. So let's go ahead, think our tool of the week, and we're going to dive into what's worked, what isn't working, the things that I'm really struggling with, and the plans that we have for the future. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. So now that you went ahead and got your beverages and you're like settled down, or maybe you're, I don't know, you're doing the dishes, or you're just listening to me in the background of your day, that is totally cool. Let's go ahead and dive in to our besties chat. Now, I have to say, even though the government considers September like the third quarter, in my heart of hearts, it's already fourth quarter time. Like, I'm talking end of the year, they're all up together. I think it goes back to that whole like school starts over and you've got like this fresh new attitude. It's just like, oh, the rest of the months don't count. It's just like the last four. So that's kind of the way that I actually like strategize my year, to be honest with you. And so really the theme of this last quarter, because I do like to have like themes or words of the year and things in general. And this one is two, because I don't follow rules. And that is expansion and cleaning up my side of the street. So if you guys are fans of Gabby Bernstein, which you may or may not be, depending on how you are, she has Spirit Junkie and all that. She has this term where when you were working on like having a positive mindset about like not gossiping or about like getting your money issues under control, and you have a spouse that doesn't get it, or someone who's really cynical, or like that best friend that always just like calls and complains about everything ever, and you're not about that life anymore. She always talks about how we don't need to preach to them. We just need to lead by example. Cleaning up your street is the term that she used. So mine isn't necessarily about mindset. Mine is about, I've been going for so long. There are definitely things in my business that I feel have some wear and tears in them. And this kind of falls into a little bit about what's not working, and we'll get to that section in a second. But there's just some stuff that I feel is looking a little bit janky that has, you know, that could always be improved, or I said, oh, I'll get back to it, and I haven't. So really, this whole last quarter is going to be about tying up loose ends, especially because of that expansion. So expansion is actually, we're going to just dive right into something that I've been struggling with. So we're not even going in order, guys. This is what happens with Besties Chat. So expansion. What do I mean by expansion? So we had a really great 2 launches for Love Your List this summer. So this was, again, something we're going to talk about a little later on. But I had done my own launch, which we talked about in our last Besties Chat, which we welcomed, I think it was like, what, somewhere between 33 and 35 people. And one of my students of the course was like, hey, can I share this with my people? You know, it's the last day. And I'm like, you know, well, why don't we just extend the deadline for your people? Like, I'll come into your group, we'll chat for a little bit, and then it'll be like a super cash thing. So that actually turned into making the September launch actually about $40,000 before I go ahead and pay out my affiliate and honestly the government, which we'll probably talk about that as well when we get to the stuff that isn't working. So all of that was really great, and I got a lot of new people who really fell in love with our philosophy here that we have on Inbox Besties, how we don't sell to people, people buy from us, and about being yourself, and just really being able to express yourself and your offers in a way that gives people all the information that they need to make the best decision for themselves, because humans just aren't logical. So when you lay stuff out logically, it just doesn't make sense. This is why people, everyone's told, like, you need to eat less, exercise more, and people just don't. Like, they don't until they are emotionally motivated, until they're, you know, the doctor's like, you know what? Your, you know, glycemic index is through the roof or whatever it is. You're going to have diabetes if you don't change something. Like, that's an emotional, visceral reaction. That is what's going to get people to move, right? So one of like the really nice messages that I got, and I got a lot of nice messages, I was like, I'm loving your course, that's so awesome. And we're going to talk about that in the what's working section. And she was like, I wish I'd found you sooner. And I got that message so much during this last launch. How did I not know about you? How did I not get to you sooner? And to be honest with you guys, it's something that I've struggled with. I mean, if you listen to the tagline of the show, it's Little Guy Approved Podcast. And I'm like, it's supposed to be stuff for those of us who are carving off our little sections. We're not like internet celebrities or like any of that sort of stuff. We're not like a big time blogger. But because of that, I had been honestly being an ass face, like I'm going to swear in this one, to all of those other people who really are just looking for a source of information, some comfort, and really that little comfort to sell from someone like, this is what I got paid thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to do with this copywriting thing. I'm not just somebody who, especially in the blogging space, like, you know, hit it big with a freebie and now I'm an email marketing guru. Like, I am a copywriter by trade. That is what I do. And I will still do it for an astronomical fee. Astronomical, guys. I'm very selective. I only take like 1 or 2 a year at max, and we've already passed that. So like, I wouldn't suggest you come to me for that. I do copywriting audits, which we can talk about. I'll put a link to in the show notes how you can get my eyes on your copy, but that kind of goes beyond the point. So it's just been like, I've just been afraid to expand because I didn't think that you guys would still like me because you wouldn't find me relatable anymore. And it was like, but now I'm leaving all those other people to get trained by people who I don't want to say aren't as good, because everyone has a different style. Like, not everyone's going to have the Billy Brohian voice or talk about butts in their marketing as much as I do, because, again, super cool here. But I need to get myself out there more. Like, we need to help more people so they can help themselves. And we really do. And I'm saying we because, like, it's me and you, dude. Like, it's me and you here, okay? So I need to get myself out there more, and I can't let that dictate this thing to me. And for me, like I said, relatability has always been a huge part of my brand. Like, I'm not someone that's like jetting off to Paris and like buying Hermes bags and all that other stuff. I could care less. Like, the stuff that gets me hot is like maxing out my Roth IRA and my SEP. Woo! Like, that's the kind of stuff that does it for me. You know, the kind of stuff, again, like if I want to go to Whole Foods or if I want to buy almond flour that's organic and it's astronomically priced, that's the kind of thing I want to be able to buy. I want to have experiences with my kids. And that's one of the things that worked. We went on a family vacation. And it's like, that's it. Like, that's who I am. And for some reason, I just equated having a larger following and a larger amount of people to help as like, all of a sudden I'd fall into like this bougie, unrelated lifestyle. And I'm like, that doesn't have to be the case at all. And why was I letting my own insecurities, because honestly what it was, get in the way of helping other people and then helping their audiences and then helping their families and on and so forth. Like, I was really being the one that's being the jerk. And so that's really, like I said, what this sort of last half of the year is for me. It is getting comfortable with expanding. It is actually pitching podcasts. Remember, we talk about logical. Like, I've had on my to-do list every single week to pitch at least 2 to 3 podcasts. And do you think that I do it every week? Nope. And I would say like, oh, like I don't have time or this or that. It was honestly just because I was scared. Like, even now, still now, you get that imposter syndrome. And it's just like, mindset, the more and more that I'm in this game, well, you do need practical stuff. Like, you need to know how to write a sentence that lights fires under people's butts. Don't get me wrong. But you need to have the right attitude and the right mindset to actually hit publish on that sentence. Like, because it's a great sentence, it'll give you some courage, but you need to actually then have the courage to get it in front of the people. And like, it's a mind game, dudes. Like, it's just, I'm sorry if I'm calling you dudes because you're my besties here, but it's just like, it's kind of tripping me out. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, thinking that you guys would not like me if we had larger download numbers, if I had a larger site's email list, if like, even with a larger site's email list, I'm still going to have illogical results. Like, I mean, when people are like, oh, I got like a point, you know, 1% conversion. I'm like, not for me and my students. Like, all right, stinks to be you. Type of scenario. And we can still do that with bigger people and more people. So if you have a friend that you think will enjoy this podcast, you can actually, especially if you're in, I'm an Apple person, but if you actually go to this episode and you click, there's a couple of dots, it legitimately has a share. So you can actually go ahead and share the URL. Of course, you can always take a screenshot of this episode or one of the other ones that we've mentioned that are in the show notes and tag me over on Instagram, put in your Instagram stories. That really, really helps. We are still running that contest, guys. I think we have 1 or 2 more gift cards to give away. I might give away 2 more because I can. For people who leave reviews here over on iTunes, sorry people that are Android users or on Spotify, because we have a couple of Spotify peeps. I don't know how to leave reviews there. If I could, I'd figure it out. But yeah, over here on iTunes, again, just go ahead, click on my cover art, kind of scroll all the way down where it says like other available episodes, and that's how you'll be able to leave a rating and a review to be entered to win. I want to say we've got like 17 reviews, guys. So while everyone who entered this contest had a huge chance at winning, I feel like it is more than possible for us to get up to 50 a lot sooner than we'd like. So we'll shoot with our first goal of 25. I would love, love, love to see us to get to 25. Honestly, before September 3rd, I think we can manage. Guys, I think we can manage. And I know sometimes it seems really awkward, like, oh, like, what do I write in these things? Just click 5 if that's what you honestly think. And just one thing that you like about the show. Literally, it's like, I love tuning into Kate because she gives great advice on email marketing, or she's so hilarious. So we're going to see what other people wrote. It doesn't need to be articulate. It doesn't need to be huge. Just a sentence or two would mean the absolute world to me. So thank you guys for that. So you're going to hear more about my struggles of like, maybe because I've been in this online space so long, like I've seen people go from the stage when like they're kind of like the hidden gem of an industry, and then they get larger and their whole like attitude changes in the way that they present themselves to their audience, and they get like high and mighty and like a toodle about themselves. But it's just like you can't take the me out of the me. Like, I'll probably still be super disorganized. Yeah, I have somebody to help now with administrative tasks, which means possibly less typos. All my grandma Koreans are like, finally, Kate, I hate all your typos, but I love you. We're going to take care of most of them, not all. We're going to leave a couple in there for some flavor. So yes, that's basically what I'm getting at, guys. I'm not going to change. My attitude is not going to change. And because we're getting to be so expensive, and because that honestly just straight up, guys, means more revenue, it means that I can spend more time on creating podcast episodes like this because I can outsource other things and we can actually talk about outsourcing. So when you get to that level, you'll kind of know what to do with, like, I'll kind of make the mistakes for you, and I can spend more time with my Facebook group, which is another thing that I wanted to talk about what's working. And my Facebook group in particular, I'm talking about the Love Your List one. So what was not working, I know we're skipping around a bit, was the free Facebook group, the Super Friends Secret Lair. It just, I wasn't there. I wasn't doing anything. It was the summertime. I probably should have closed it at the beginning of the summer, but I since closed it. I closed it like mid-August. I do think that I'm going to possibly reopen it again in September. I needed some space from it. Not because I was exhausted with Facebook, although very hit or miss with Facebook. It was the fact that I wasn't doing anything with it. And I think that it needed a plan. And I felt like that people were getting neglected by myself because I wasn't showing up. I didn't have an action plan for us. Like occasionally people could pitch their freebies on Fridays, but it wasn't the community that I wanted, put it that way. And it was completely a leadership thing, like total epic fail on my behalf. So we closed it down tentatively. We're going to be reopening it, you know, after school starts and all of that sort of stuff with the familia, with an actual game plan. So it's actually worth a place online because there are so many free communities. I just didn't want to have another thing for people to get distracted by. I do want it to be a source of value. So that's one thing that was not working. Might as well talk about stuff that's not working while we're here, since I just spilled my guts about my most like inner trauma issues of you won't like me if I'm popular. Probably because I was never a popular kid in high school. It's so weird how it all goes back to everything of that nature. What else was not working in Kateland? Some of my funnels, which is shocking. You're like, but Kate, you freaking teach about funnels. You're saying your funnels stink? Okay. So, and this goes hand in hand with the other two things that aren't working. It's my website and my SEO. So I'm recently taking a SEO course. It's a really amazing one. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's from one of my students. And I was just like, oh yeah, like that'd be so nice. But his name is Mike. It's fantastic. When I was doing some keyword research, because you know, it was the weekend and I was bored. So I was like, eh, might as well say what's up. When I did my own competitive research on my own website, the only thing I was ranking for was stuff having to do with blogging about blogging. And I'm like, I barely freaking blog. I've got like 4 posts max about blogging, and it's stuff like how to blog when you hate writing, which is basically telling people to do a podcast. I have one about like different planners to help online business owners and bloggers. And that actually ranks number 2 to 1. It depends. It fluctuates with me and Elena from Twins Mommy, who actually was on the show. I'll put her show notes below. She talks about viral content in Pinterest. Like, she blogs about blogging and she does a great idea. But it's just like everything that I ranked for, every single keyword was all blogging related. Not a single freaking thing was about email marketing. I was pissed. And I have some epic content about email marketing, about open rates and subject lines and growing your email list and all of this sort of stuff. None of it was ranking. And I just like, oh, I was so upset. And I found out that my Google Analytics wasn't working. So that's another thing, which all comes back to the website, which my website, I feel, I'm going to say it, it's janky. It's just, I don't like it anymore. More. So I was talking to one of my designers and I was just like, I hate it. Like, I don't know why. Like, I love the picture of me jumping, which is also the picture that's here on this podcast cover art. But I'm like, the rest of it, it just feels heavy and it just feels, the word she used was DIY, which I think is a nice way of saying it, but it just seemed janky. So we are going to be coming out with some new branding. But the biggest thing that we were talking about, because there wasn't any one particular person's website that I've seen that I'm like, oh my goodness, I want this. I'm like, I wanted like some type of like Soho, loft, cool eclectic copy shop, minimalism vibe all shoved together. And I'm like, this is why you hire a designer at some point, because I don't know how to make those things happen and make them look nice. So she got it. And so she's putting together some looks for myself. And I'll let you guys know like when I have it and all that sort of stuff. But it was just like, because again, we've been talking about expansion and about tidying up my side of the street. I'm like, I want to make sure, and I'm going to advise this for you guys too, because we all get in that. We all get in a fear where we're just go, 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 go. And we forget about those loose ends. And one of my biggest loose ends was the website. I think because we meet here, you know, on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. So I kind of forget, even though like I make sales every single day of the email marketing fairy and trailing for traffic and other things, like I forget that there's other parts of my website besides those sales pages. So got to work on those because it's just janky. Now, some of the funnels things, like I said, it was all related, is in particular, I have this blogging planners post that does exceptionally well on Google. Like I said, it's ranked either number 1 or number 2. So I came up with, it's more of a content marketing planner, but I think I labeled it as a blogging planner. And that gets a huge amount of signups almost on the daily, probably because it ranks so well in Google. Like, let's just be real here. The funnel is like 3 emails and it goes nowhere. because I kept on saying to myself, oh, let me just get these three emails out, because it was a spur of the moment creation. I knew they weren't necessarily my exact people since I don't blog about blogging, but I'm like, if somebody is doing the planner, maybe I can parlay that into Trello. That was my original idea, like move them from, you know, a PDF into more of like a digital planning, or like give them like both, like one is like a bonus version of the other one. And then I was like, oh, just full disclosure, I am an affiliate for Elena's program, Ready Set Blog for Traffic, which I think I just mixed up the words a little bit, which is fantastic. I am a student of that. I did take that course. So I'm like, I should parlay that into more of an affiliate funnel to go over there, because I know she'll take great care of people. So it's just, it never got finished. So that is on the list of things to do. And you'll find out the other thing I'm struggling with, which should not be any shocker, because I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, we're just creative by nature. It's prioritizing. Because I have so many things that I want to do, and because I have no patience, of course I want to get them done in like 2 weeks, when it probably is almost 4 months worth of work. So it's things like rejigging that funnel. Although honestly, like, I feel like I can probably bang that out way faster. And we're going to talk about the tool that's going to tell me otherwise in a second. It's that free tool. But I feel like I could just bang that out in like a day or two. If I just like sit down, I could get it proofread and all of that juicy goodness, then I wouldn't have this problem. Things like, I have my One Click Funnels course, and that, while it's a really great course and people have seen results from it, it was originally shot as two long masterclasses. And I originally went in and just chopped them up into shorter videos. And I tell that to people on the first page that like, hey, these used to be two masterclasses. I thought it'd be more digestible this way. But again, it's getting back to that janky thing and making sure that, because we're expanding, I want to make sure that everyone has the best possible experience. So like, I want to go ahead and re-record that. Trello for Traffic needs some updates. In particular, how you add Trello boards to your account, there's now one extra step. And I do say it in the first page, but that's it. So if you don't actually scroll down on the welcome page, then people are getting confused. And I do not think, I've got to be honest with you, that I am going to re-record the videos that go with the Trello boards. So like, that's a whole thing. And I have a free blogging course that needs to get like updated, because WordPress changed like everything over. And it's just like, there's a lot of little things. And then there's the big things that I want to work on. Like, for example, from September 3rd through the 17th, I'm hosting a list building giveaway. So if you go ahead and listen to episode number 24, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. We talked with Maria all about creating premium style giveaways. So essentially what it is a whole bunch of contributors. They offer up a free gift, so a freebie essentially, but it's not like a normal freebie. It's not like a checklist or like their quiz or like a normal assessment or something that they have on their website. It's meaty. It's somewhere between a paid product and a freebie. And honestly, most of the time, like for my contributors, it's just straight up been a paid product that people are creating coupon codes for. And everyone sends everyone to this one landing page. People get the password, they go in. We can talk more about why we did that in a second. And then you get to pick and choose whose gifts you want. So you are choosing whose list you are signing up for. So for example, because I can definitely tell you this one, Jess, who we had on back in, oh my goodness, I want to say it was June, who was talking to us all about creating content and like, is your website losing customers? Which was an amazing episode. I'll put Jess's episode in there as well. She has pulled from her signature course, guys, her YouTube section. Jess's YouTube channel, even though it's considered small by many people's standards, constantly gets her high-paying clients every single week. Every single week. Like, I am beyond excited that if you were part of this giveaway, you choose her gift, you sign up for her list, you're going to get the coupon code, and you're going to get it for free. Like, it is bananas. And like, seriously, the level of things that we have in the Back to Business Bundle giveaway, which if you want to get on the reminders list, you can head to Back to a Bundle giveaway as well. There's no the in there, though. I'm going to say that there's a link in the show notes to get on the reminder list. Of course, if you're on my normal email list, I'm going to tell you about it. But if you want to be specifically just on that reminders list, because maybe you're not sold on all the greatness that is Kate Doster yet, go ahead, hop on there. You're not getting added to my main email list at all. You're not even getting added to my main service provider, because I only want people on my main service provider who are interested in the things that I talk about. Okay. So again, I'd rather have quality rather than quantity, but I will give you an opportunity to hop on afterwards. So that's what's going on. And it's just an on-demand training. So yeah, the other on-demand training, this one is another one that you guys have been asking for, honestly, since I first did it in March, and really, really with the summer launch. Everyone just straight up loves the littlest big profit webinar. They do. I also love it because, full disclosure, guys, because we're besties, it converts like a beast. Like a beast. Its conversion rate is ridiculous. Smashes industry standards out of the water every single time. Every single time. So, a lot of people have been asking for that, and a lot of people have actually been asking to get into Love Your List. So, as you guys know, we had what I was calling a launch in October, and that's when we were going to open the doors. But so many people, especially after the summer launch, was like, well, I want to work on it now. Well, I want to work on it in September. But, like, I myself already had the Back to Business Bundle giveaway planned, again, as a way to expand, meet new people, collaborate with others as well, that I couldn't push up the launch. Like, it wasn't going to happen, but people did not want to wait. So we are going to be putting Little List Big Profit on an on-demand funnel style. So essentially what's going to happen, you can sign up for Little List Big Profit. You'll get access to the training for about 4 or 5 days. Still working out on the details on that one. And you'll also get your own personal launch of Love Your List as well. So that way you can get in between the big sort of extravaganzas. And if you decide in that 5-day span that you don't, you know, choose to invest, then you're going to have to wait till we do the next live one. So that's essentially the model that we're going for. So I'll let you know when that is up and ready because it gets asked for a lot. Oh my goodness, guys. I feel like we've covered so much. So we talked about my lack of prioritizing because I want to do everything like refilm courses and fix funnels and all this, you know, and like, you know, batch podcasts and actually do a little bit of blogging again, work on my SEO on my website. So let's actually talk about what has been working lately for me and some plans for the future. There's two things. One, there's this free app, which I wish I had known about when I was taking freelance copywriting clients, although just for internal use. So when you hire me as a copywriter, I do it per project. So like you hire me for a long form sales page, you hire me for a set of emails. Like I don't get paid per hour. I get paid per project. Like that's just it. But there is this service that's completely free. You can upgrade to paid called Toggle. There's no E though. It's T-O-G-G-L. And what it is essentially it's a timer and you can just put in like, okay, I'm working on the Back to Business Bundle. You hit start and then when you're done, you hit stop. And so it pulls together how long you've actually worked in a day, how long you've worked on certain projects or for certain clients. So I'm using it as projects. So it's like, okay, I've worked on the Back to Business Bundle like 15 hours this week. It was really eye-opening actually using Toggle because I didn't realize how long things took me, just straight up, especially in the summertime because I get interrupted with the kids, which I absolutely love because I'm all about the family life. Y'all know how it is. And it's just like, when I was reaching out to contributors, I'm like, why is it taking me so long? I told my coach, which is also working, we'll talk about that in a second, that I wanted to reach out to like 15 people. Like, why is this taking so long? It took me like 2 hours to write the template that I used to actually reach out to somebody. I'm just like, it shouldn't have taken 2 hours, but it did. And so now with the help of Toggle, I'm actually learning how to better predict my time so I'm not overstuffing my work hours, because that's the other thing, especially like right now I'm recording this in real time and the girls are going back to school in like 8 days. And so I really like, while I do want to work some because I love you guys and I can't stay away from it because I love what I do, I really do want to spend more time with them. So I need to make sure that I am slimming down my process, that I'm not letting like, oh, because I could have all day to work on stuff, I'm going to let it take all day. I believe it's called Parkinson's Law. So Toggle, guys, it's a free Google Chrome extension and just a web app in general. And there is a paid version and it is T-O-G-G-L. There's no E. .com. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I really, really love that. The other thing I'm really, really loving is I finally hired a work wife. What? A work wife. So work wife, in my opinion, is almost along that personal assistant line. It had been, like, if you guys know, I had hired some help, like, with this podcast and with web design and stuff. And I'm not going to belittle my personal assistant because she's the best. And if she ever left me, I'm pretty sure I would cry at this point. But like the task of like building out a website or editing a podcast is like a $50 an hour task. But things like proofreading an email for me, it's not worth $50 an hour in my eyes. Again, other people might object, but in my eyes, it wasn't. And so I wasn't outsourcing the things that I really needed help with. So that way, again, I could do the things that I can only do. Like no one else can re-record the lessons to one-click funnels. Like that one's gonna be me. No one else is going to be able to record the Little List Big Profit or like write those emails, but I can have somebody proofread those emails. You know what I mean? So I needed somebody to do things like track down addresses because I like to send gifts and cards to people when they buy my courses. I needed somebody to proofread things. I needed somebody to schedule calls on Zoom, like all stuff that I could do myself and I have done myself. But I'm like, you know what? Let me just try and release my grip a little bit. Try and release my grip a little and let somebody else help. And it has been fantastic. Her name is Abby Guise. And you might meet her if you ever hang out with me at the Smile File. Email address that I have. So it's called Smile Squad. Excuse me. Smile File is where you put all your testimonials. FYI. Get one of those. It's great for when you're not feeling like yourself. So yes. So if you deal with anyone from the Smile Squad email address at katedoster.com, you're going to be talking to Abby most and foremost. And you might talk to her in general. You know, if you're ever going to be a guest on this podcast, like I said, you'll talk to her that way. And she's just been so amazing. And again, I think the reason why I was withholding doing this, it wasn't necessarily money. And I don't mean to say this cavalierly because I had a set number in my head and I was just not going to go over it. And I swear to the universe that I manifested her because she's literally everything that I wanted. And she was honestly cheaper. Like it was just like, oh, the heavens opened up and they're like, we did it, Kate. We realigned the universe for you. I'm like, thank you. This is amazing. And she was actually a secretary and her former before online life. So she just like, she gets it. It's just so, so exciting, guys. So exciting. So guys, the other things that have worked, we talked about Toggle. We talked about the personal assistant, and I'm aware that not everyone is going to be at that stage, and I'm not saying it to turn you off like I was kind of getting at, and then I was just got distracted by how much I enjoy her, is, again, it came back into that, are you guys not going to like me because you're going to think I'm a sellout? Like, a sellout was like a really big, weird thing that was going on in my head, but I'm like, as long as I show up, I'm me. Y'all know, like, I try to give you alternatives and I try to help everyone at every stage of business. Like, I think we're cool. I think that we're cool. The other thing that is working really well, guys, and then we'll talk about plans for the future and how I plan on compensating for my fear of expansion. And that is actually making more connections. And my students of Love Your List. The students of Love Your List are kicking so much butt. And again, before that whole like, I don't want to be seen as like super cool and braggy type of scenario, like I wouldn't tell you guys about the wins that the people are having because it made me feel weird, which is stupid because why wouldn't I want to shout out people for doing amazing work? So like I have one student example, he used the emails that we have in the funnels bonus and the long form sales page template. It's a beast to write. And he was the first one to admit it. It's a beast to write because again, I'm a copywriter who got paid thousands. Now if I had to write one, it'd be tens of thousands of dollars to write these bad boys. And he utilized it, the emails. He showed up and asked questions when he needed to, and he made, it was 68% more this launch than he did last launch. Like, it was awesome. We have another person who, when you guys join Love Your List, you're allowed to post like little sales pages and landing pages, not like super huge long ones because, again, I want to be able to divide up my time between everyone. She posted one for her EZS offer. She had not been getting any sales whatsoever. And it was not bad, guys. It just wasn't done correctly. I feel like copy is a lot of like putting Legos together. So we went ahead and we talked about it. I shot a little Loom video and gave her my suggestions. She implemented it. She has made a sale every single day since implementing the changes. She calls it Katifying your sales page. And most days it's been multiple sales. And it's just, oh my goodness, I get so excited, guys. I get so excited. And like I said, I'm not going to just, you know, teach you like how to grow a list. I got to teach you how to sell to it. Like it just, oh, they're making me so excited. And the other thing has been making actual connections with more people in my industry. Again, I think that goes into that, like being scared that like I'm not cool enough or I don't have big enough results. I mean, even though that I've been working for myself for years, my husband actually stays home with the kids because I've been able to provide for us. Like, I was just weird. I don't know. It just happens. It just happens, guys. Let me know. I was about to say in the comments below, but hit me up over on Instagram and let me know, like, do you ever feel like this? Like awkward reaching out to somebody. I'm just like, will you be my friend? I feel like the cafeteria lunch tray. But because I am doing the Back to Business Bundle giveaway, which again, we talked about backtobusinessbundle.com, guys, to get on the reminder list for that. It has forced me to reach out to people more so even than this podcast has. And it's just been, oh my goodness, guys, I don't know why. I do know why. Like I said, I was straight up scared about hanging out with more people and just expanding my network. It's been So exciting. So what are the plans for Q4? Because I do like to tell you guys, especially just for accountability, because honestly, I'm nosing y'all and I want to know your plans for Q4/September as well. So we've got the October sort of extravaganza or focus on Love Your List. So a live opening, as we're going to talk about before then, however, because I was debating, I'm like, do I want to have the auto webinar up before or after? And then I don't want it conflicting with the giveaway. So again, there's still a little bit of gray area with that prioritizing, but I would like to get that up sooner rather than later, just to give people the chance, especially if it just ends up being like people on the wait list, or like if you go to loveyourlist.co, I can offer it and like casually tell my list like, hey, this is happening. Like, I'm not going to do a huge push towards the auto webinar so much to my live list. I am going to rechange some funnels that I have. So like when you sign up for the 2 years worth of email ideas, while I'm still going to readdress if you don't buy Email Marketing Fairy, because people really do love that, it's very helpful, I'm going to invite people to the webinar. I think that's going to be the focus of that funnel, because before it's just like, oh, get on the wait list, because, you know, Love Your List at that point, it wasn't fully created and I didn't know what I was doing with it. So those things have got to get reworked as well. So that is on the list. The Back to Business Bundle giveaway, which I've already mentioned. We've talked about kind of cleaning up my courses. And that's, like I said, we're really just focusing on cleaning up our side of the street and expansion, because I want to welcome a whole bunch of new besties to this podcast. I actually have an amazing podcast interview that I recorded on a really big podcast I'm super excited about. It's going to go live in October. I totally fangirled out when I sent her the pitch and she emailed me back in like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh my goodness. And she's like, this was the best ever. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. So yeah, I still get really, really humble. And I don't think that I'm ever going to lose that, guys, like ever. So guys, this is the end of our besties chat. I hope that it wasn't too rambly. Again, you probably listen to this while you're going to sleep or doing other things. Just have me on in the background. So what are some of the uh-huhs or takeaways that I can offer you from this Our Business Bestie chat? And we'll probably have another one of these again in a couple months, because I always do like to check in. First and foremost is track your time, even if it's just for a little bit. Like, I'm like so not type A, like I pretend to be, but I'm definitely not. But if you feel like things aren't getting done, use Toggle, because chances are things are getting done, they're just taking way longer than you think they're going to. I'm the worst at estimating how long tasks are going to take. I think that's because I hate calendar blocking so much, because I don't like to get tied down. So definitely go ahead and start tracking your time. 2, celebrate your wins. Like, and not even just your wins, but the wins of your people. Like, again, I feel like a jerk. Like, why wasn't I telling you guys about how amazing that my students are doing? Like, I am proud of them and I want to share it with you guys. And that doesn't come off as braggadocious. I mean, maybe to some people it will rub them the wrong way and I guess they just won't be our besties anymore. But like, I want to shout out my students because they're putting in the work. And it's so rare in this online space to actually find people who put in the work. Watching my videos, listening to my audios, hanging out on this podcast with me. Honestly, y'all, it's not the work. It's a $0 task. We're just doing it because we like it. It's actually implementing. It's actually getting yourself out there. It's actually doing it. And I think that people need to be cheered on way more for it. So I'm going to do it, goddammit. The other thing is 3, I know that this isn't like a super woo-woo podcast, though we try to mix, again, the mindset and the practical. See if there's anything in your closet that's holding you back, in your mental closet. For mine, it was really that relatability factor. It was going from relatability to aspirational and inspirational. And I still feel a twinge of like, ugh, that's gross, that whole like aspirational. But I do feel me being me and like my own personality and not being like that typical like lady boss or like bro him or like any of that. Like showing that like a normie, like I know we consider, you know, non-entrepreneurs normies, but like what I consider myself, like just like this nerdy white chick, like I'm not super gimmicky, like this is just me, like as is, can have a multiple 6, and honestly guys, we're going to 7 figures next year. Like I'm just straight up intense here. We are going to 7 figures, all of us together. We're going there. You'll hear all the behind the scenes juicy details of how it goes, okay? Like it's happening. It's just happening, because we need to reach more people. And that's what I want you to actually take away from this episode is, are you reaching enough people? And if you feel like, but Kate, I'm posting on Instagram every single day, I'm doing Facebook Lives, but only 5 people are showing up, what are you doing to get people over on Facebook? What are you doing? You can't just rely on an algorithm for people to find you. Like, I can't just rely on Google to send me the right traffic, because it hasn't been. I need to hire somebody out to do these things. And I know that not everyone's in a position to hire. And I've been there myself. So it's like, you got to prioritize and you've got to do the work, guys. So I heart you guys so, so much. As always, if you enjoyed listening to this episode, go ahead and take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram, especially if you were listening to a besties chat like this late in the game, because I feel like I've been chatting forever. You're honestly a hardcore fan, so make sure you go ahead and leave a rating and a review. You guys are awesome. I cannot wait to see the amazing things that you create the rest of the year, and I'll see you on Monday for your next Double Dog Dare.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.